The list: 47 Republicans lobby for more foreign workers while 36 M are jobless. By John Binder on May 28, 2020. 38 House Republicans have joined 9 Republican senators in lobbying the White House to continue importing foreign workers to the United States even as more than 36 million Americans are jobless. In a letter to Trump, Republican lawmakers including Representative Roger Marshall, RKS, running against Kris Kobach for Kansas's open Senate seat, and New York Representatives Elise Stefanik and Peter King asked that businesses continue to be allowed to import blue-collar foreign workers through the H-2B visa program amid mass unemployment. Every year, U.S. companies are allowed to import 66,000 low-skilled H-2B foreign workers to take blue-collar, non-agricultural jobs. For some time, the H-2B visa program has been used by businesses to bring in cheaper foreign workers and has contributed to blue-collar Americans having their wages undercut. The Republican lawmakers claim that even though a record number of Americans in many states are jobless, businesses are still suffering from labor shortages, a claim that is made year-round by the cheap labor lobby. The Republican lawmakers who signed the letter include Representative Andy Harris, RMD. Representative Jack Bergman, Army. Representative Clay Higgins, RLA. Representative Bill Johnson, RO. Representative David Joyce, RO. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO. Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA. Representative Bill Huizenga, Army. Representative Ann Wagner, RMO. Representative Don Young, RAK. Representative Robert Lotta, RO. Representative David Drowser, RNC. Representative Steve Stivers, RO. Representative Dusty Johnson, RSD. Representative Ralph Abraham, RLA. Representative Paul Mitchell, Army. Representative Peter King, RNY. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC. Representative Neil Dunn, RFL. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE. Representative Tim Walberg, Army. Representative Mike Conaway, RMD. Rep. Doug LaMalfa, RCA. Representative Roger Marshall, RKS. Representative Rob Woodall, RGA. Representative Lloyd Smucker, RPA. Representative Rob Whitman, RVA. Representative Bob Gibbs, RO. Representative Chris Stewart, RUT. Representative Frank Lucas, ROK. Representative John Molinar, Army. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY. Representative Fred Upton, Army. Representative Mike Gallagher, RY. Representative John Rutherford, RFL. Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE. The Republicans write: on behalf of the thousands of small and seasonal businesses in our districts that are struggling in this unprecedented and uncertain economic climate, we respectfully urge you to refrain from imposing any further restriction on the H-2B non-immigrant seasonal guest worker program as part of any forthcoming executive action relating to immigration and/or economic recovery. The letter continues: this is evident as, despite active recruitment by seasonal employers, very few U.S. workers are seeking and accepting seasonal temporary jobs. Therefore, it is important that the H-2B program continue to be available to our seasonal employers as a fail-safe in the event that we see a rapid drop in unemployment and a return to the extremely tight labor markets of just a few months ago. Such flexibility to meet business needs is critical to rapid, solid and fulsome economic recovery. Emphasis added. As such, we urge you to maintain the continued, uninterrupted operation of the H-2B program with the continued requirement that all employers only have access to it based upon their proven and certified need within the statutory cap. Emphasis added. The full letter can be read here. GOP's Ask for H-2B Visa Prog. By John Binder on Scribd. Likewise, this week, 9 Republican senators sent a letter to Trump asking the administration to allow businesses to import more foreign workers. Specifically, the senators said businesses must be able to exempt themselves from some existing labor regulations so long as they claim they cannot find qualified Americans to do the work. The Republican senators who signed the letter include Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. Senator John Cornyn, RTX. Senator Mike Crapo, RID. Senator James Risch, RID. Senator Mike Rounds, RSD. Senator Todd Young, RN. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK. Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK. Senator James Lankford, ROK. Today, federal employment data reveal that there is no labor shortage of working and middle-class Americans who want a job. There are currently more than 36 million Americans out of work, spurred by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. The H-2B visa program has been widely used by businesses to drag down the wages of American workers in landscaping, conservation work, the meatpacking industry, the construction industry, and fishing jobs, a 2019 study from the Center for Immigration Studies finds. When comparing the wages of H-2B foreign workers to the national wage average for each blue-collar industry, about 21 out of 25 of the industries offered lower wages to foreign workers than Americans. In the construction industry, wage suppression is significant, with H-2B foreign workers being offered more than 20% less than their American counterparts. In the fishing industry, foreign workers were offered more than 30% less for their jobs than Americans in the field. In the meatpacking industry, foreign workers got 23% less pay than Americans. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.